I guess, you know, we were kind of talking, too, about the status of the Big 12 right now, you know, as far as what's going to happen, as far as when are we going. Are we going into instant expansion? Are we going to, or are we still trying to figure out things with OU and Texas? What's kind of happening there?
Well, what I know for sure is the four new schools will come in the 23-24 season, and we still anticipate Texas and OU to stay through the 24-25. So we'll have 2 years of 14 schools, and then we'll go back to 12. Now, there's a lot of rumors out there that Texas and Oklahoma may leave early, but as far as we know and as far as what the SEC is saying, I saw an article today, the SEC said they're not coming out with a new schedule until 2026. So I think we'll have 14 for a couple of years and then back to 12.
What a whirlwind it's been. It's been a great year for K-State athletics, getting out of that COVID pandemic, you know, with limited fans, limited everything. But it feels like everybody's excited to kind of get back to that new normal.
Yeah, they really are. And last year was fairly close, but we were still dealing with COVID and during the bowl game and a little bit, you know. We still were going through testing, so... I mean, hopefully our fans, our season ticket sales are going very well. We're about where we were in 2019. So there is a lot of energy right now coming off the win over LSU and then excitement about the basketball program, both basketball programs, quite frankly.
And, you know, facilities going up there, a practice facility for football, much needed. I know Coach Kleiman touched on that. But you also have the Olympic training facility with the volleyball and also the other Olympic programs.
Yeah, that's really going to be big. Obviously, both are. Football will be done in November 2022. The Olympic Training Center and the volleyball venue will be in June of 23. It's going to be a 3,500-seat volleyball venue, a weight room equal to the size of the football weight room. So it's really going to impact a lot of sports by having that, and we're really excited about it.
One other thing, you know, just on the conference, and back up here for a second. When this all shakes out 3 years down the road, wherever, however we get to our 12, where do you see the Big 12 fitting in the Power 5 hierarchy?
Well, I think we'll be fine. I think we actually, it's tough to lose brands like Texas and Oklahoma, but I think the four schools we brought in are really outstanding schools. They're in great markets. BYU has a huge fan base. I think we could be as strong, if not a stronger conference with them in. Now, they've got some work to do from a budget perspective, but, you know, they're very, very good basketball programs. They're great football. Cincinnati obviously played in the CFP Championship Series this year. So there's a lot of good football and basketball programs. So I think we'll be, you know, very good, and I think we'll build some good rivalries, and those brands will continue to get better.
Speaking to the market, I guess the other thing that struck me as a positive is that the Big 12 can expand its reach. Do you see that maybe enhancing television revenue and things for the conference?
Well, you certainly think about it. You know, they're in Houston, Cincinnati. Like I said, BYU's fan base is nationwide, and then in Orlando's a market. And as those teams can tie the Big 12 logo to their teams, I think it will enhance those markets for us. And so, yeah, as we get into the TV, you know, contract negotiations here in a couple of years, actually probably be sooner once we get a new commissioner, I think that's going to help our TV, you know, TV side of things. Absolutely.
And we talked with Coach Kleinem about this, but some of the with the realignment comes divisions possibly. You guys maybe see the Big 12 being no divisions or pods?
That's a great question, and the timing is really good on that question because the NCAA just passed a legislation that says you don't have to be in divisions to play a championship game. So right now everybody's talking about, we want to put our best two teams. Well, we've always had that because we've always had one versus two. Teams with division haven't had that. So every conference is kind of re-looking at that. And how do you play a 12-team, you know, with a 12-team or 14-team conference and make sure you have your two best teams? So we're going through that conversation now. We hope to have some answers as we get towards the middle of the summer on that.
And of course, NIL is about a year old. Do you see a lot of maybe adjustments as this process continues being really in its infancy?
I really hope there needs to be. First of all, it's gotten out of control. I think it's now becoming a recruiting inducement, which it's not supposed to do. There's our boosters are deeply involved. You know, we've been very fortunate. Our collectives and our boosters are asking us and working with us to make sure we're doing it the right way. But we have to get this thing back in a box because right now, you know, high school kids being offered the money they're offering is inappropriate and it's scary. And some kids are going to get in trouble because they're going to sign a deal that's not good for them, and we're going to have issues. So we need to figure a way to get it under control.
Well, it's obviously the NCAA is behind the eight ball on this. You know, it got out in front of them way too far, too fast. And but, you know, what I worry about, you know, and you let me know what you think, it just feels like smaller market teams like Manhattan and others are really going to be at a disadvantage when you look at some of these big donors that can throw some huge money unless we do get some guardrails, some regulation on this.
Well, I think, you know, I think we actually have an advantage because you can, you know, you can tell a kid, now there's going to be some big money out there, but across the board, they're not going to be able to do that with every kid, right?
Right.
They're only going to be able to do it with a select few, where you come here, you build your brand, and you're going to be a statewide name in the state of Kansas, and people are going to want to, and we have obviously money in this state, and we're doing an event right now that, you know, there's money sitting outside with a lot of cattle out there. But, and I think that's good, and I think people take pride in wanting to help our kids, so I don't think, there may be one or two recruits, but we're still going to be in the game because we will be in the NIL game, but we'll do it the right way.